Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. How do you know the show is live, Dave? That's a great question. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, John Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one strawberry shake. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're cheap, and
I need about $350.
I don't want to pay $350.
How about just $250?
Let me think about it. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? You know, a lot of people ask that question. And you know what the real answer is? Why do the birds go on singing? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. You better get ready. Asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. All right. Now, the first one is kind of okay. The second one is a challenge for me personally because it has to do with doggies. So we got to think this through. Here's the first one. Here's a life question for you. Can you get arrested for running into a firehouse and yelling, "Movie! Movie!"? Okay, that's question number one. Well, that's not too bad, huh? And then question number two, and this is a doggy question, so if you have a doggy, you have to think about this. Do you ever notice that if you blow air into your dog's face, he often gets mad at you? But if you take him for a ride, he sticks his head out the window. Why is that?
Two dogs that do the same thing.
Isn't that funny? You go like this, you go, and they go, "Arr!" Or if I hit him on the ear, you know, like sometimes I flick Levi's ear, and then Levi's like, "Grr!" And then, of course, if you do something else, he's like, "Oh, we're playing." Like at 5:45 in the morning when I'm taking him out and I'm trying to put his harness on. He thinks that's playtime. Me, I think that's go to the bathroom time. Anyway, also Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
There you go. I mean, you gotta like Bubba Shrimp, don't you? Don't you gotta like Bubba Gump Shrimp? Don't you? You have to. Let's see. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Wrong show, man. Listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming back and the show is loaded to bear, whatever that means.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, Mark Larson for my friends at Aramco Financial. You've heard me talk with Mehran Aram about all the new regulations coming from government. Some hit on October 1st, and there are others looming for the 1st of January. This is all in the area of reverse mortgages. Now, the reverse mortgage program is alive and well and still there for your opportunity. You really ought to check it out. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you own your home, don't miss the opportunity. And certainly talk to Aramco, talk to Mehran and his team before some additional government red tape is there in January. Call this number, 866-611-30 for Aramco Financial. Ask about a reverse mortgage workshop. There's another one coming up. Ask about a one-to-one session. But the bottom line is don't wait. It could cost you money by waiting. Find out about the opportunities now, 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military party coming up, don't you?
We do, Kevin. It's a very important event coming up on December 14th. And this is actually our 7th annual Christmas dinner for enlisted military and their families. And this is one of the ways that we give back to the community here at Monta Vista Village. Santa's going to be here for the kids, and parents get a very nice present themselves. So we do have to raise, however, $10,000 for this event. And the residents have raised $5,000. $1,000 so far. So we're still a few thousand dollars short of our goal right now. So if any of the listeners would like to help us reach our goal, we would really appreciate the assistance. And this is a tax-deductible donation. Also, if there are any military families, E5 and below, who would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Reservations begin December 2nd. You can give us a call at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Shane and Phil. Hey, Christmas tour. Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. At 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. The first segment, is that how you say segment? Segment, the first segment. What is that? Is that like it's like somebody went and they were smoking a peace pipe and everybody got upset about it. The first segment. Hey, don't get offended. If you're easily offended, change the channel. First segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Our very good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. All right, so her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the home. So when Sue got involved in the business, everybody's heard this story, she was like, no way, we're not doing that. So Ecola uses microwave electrogun and patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. 30-year anniversary, which is even older than our very own RoboPaul. That's pretty good, isn't it? $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. When you call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Also, you can go to Ecola Termite, E-C-O-L-A. That's Ecola, folks. EcolaTermite.com. Keep in mind, Sue has her very own show, Saturdays, 4 p.m. on KPRZ. Inspirational show. Somebody's like, is it all about grasshoppers? No. Bottom line, 800-332-BUGS, $100 off any termite work or $50 off of any pest control. Gotta like that. On your initial pest control phone call. Okay? EcolaTermite.com. Say hello to Sue. If you're one of the first five people to call her today, you will get a green Tootsie Pop. By the way, do they make green Tootsie Pops? I don't think so. Do they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I'm going to go no. Let's give a big shout out to Jeff Warsoff, who's helping coordinate some things for me, hopefully. I don't know. But let me tell you this story. Jeff, I hope you're doing good, driving safe. And let me say this. Don't turn on the button in your car like I have in mine, which draws all the people who text right next to you. It's a terrible button. Anyway, folks, let me tell you what happened. Do you know how we talk about my life's insanities? Remember that? We talk about that, right? Every once in a while. Poor RoboPaul. He's in for a long day. Hey, you don't have to do any scripting today. That's good. So it's like
I wasn't
like,
planning on doing it anyway.
Okay.
So.
Thanks a lot, pal.
You're welcome, buddy.
There's nothing like a commitment to teamwork around here. You know, there's no I in team, but there is a me. Anyway, they never do those other ones, do they? You know, what about this? There is an I in win. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Here's what happened. You want to talk about an ego boost? I need nothing but an ego boost, right? That's what I need. Besides all the wonderful letters I get these other letters. Please die a horrible death. you know, jump on a big razor blade and fall into a pool of methylate kind of thing. It's like, really? You know, at least come up with something original. I was telling that joke is when the Dead Sea was still sick. Come on, folks. Come on. Boom, boom. Hey, the room doesn't get any better. So here's how it goes. I was talking to the wife last night, and every time I'm talking to the wife, normally that's a pretty good thing. We're talking, and it just turns out that, you know, every once in a while, you're just kind of reviewing and reflecting on life. I don't know if you've ever done this, folks. Have you ever reflected on life? Like, what am I doing? What is my purpose? What am I here for? So we were doing one of those things, or I was doing one of those things, while we were watching a less than excellent animation show. Now, what does that mean? That means that I recorded an animation show, of which I will not tell you the title. We were watching it, and it was just okay. Oh, actually, it was kind of, yeah, it was late. But anyway, so I'm not really watching the show. I'm thinking about the David Spoon Experience and what can we do to make it better. Is there a way we can create enough excitement about the show that we're giving $1,000 to everybody who listens? And my first answer was no. Okay, so we can't do that. But we're thinking, how do you create the buzz? What do you do? And so I'm thinking about it and thinking about it. So then this is what I do. I turn to the wife. Now get this. I turn to the wife because my mind is wandering, as I am apt to do. And I asked her in specific terms. I asked her, what are your thoughts? What do you think about the show? That's what I asked her. You want to say, Dave, why did you say that? And it's like, because, you know, I want to know. Hey, what did you think of the show? You know, the radio show, the David Spoon Experience. This one, the one you're listening to right now. And she said, and I quote, a couple of things are funny, but most of it is stupid. A couple of things are funny, but most of it is stupid. No, wait, hold on. To which initially I had no reply until she realized what I had actually asked her. What I had asked her is, what does she think of the show? She didn't realize I was talking about the David Spoon Experience. She thought I was talking about the animation show we were watching. So she
okay,
said,
I feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
now.
So she said, a couple things are funny, but most of it's stupid. And initially I thought, is she talking about our show right here? She said that about our show. And and like I said, I had no reply. Then when she realized what she had said, she laughed. And then she said, I meant the cartoon. Sure you did, honey bumpkins. Sure you did.
Kick saving a beauty.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Punt. Okay. Anyway. Let's do the ongoing saga of somebody hit me in the back with their truck because they didn't like the way my hair was parted. Oh, wait, I don't have any hair. So, well, then what were they doing? Who knows? Anyway, it's official. I've decided that auto insurance companies, just in case you don't know this, are no better than poorly led governments. Okay, so explain to me how this is fair. I just want to understand this. I get hit from behind, and I have to pony up $500 out of my pocket and hope I get reimbursed. How does that seem fair? Did I leave the planet, come back, and now it's a new planet? Did I miss something? See, it's this system. The system is full of justice. It's full of justice. Well, Ben Justice, he was a big-time wrestler on Big Time Wrestling back in Detroit. It's full of Ben Justice because it's got so many twisted elements of evil. They're designed to suck the life out of any decent human being, but not before they rake you over the coals with double talk and just try to wear you down with language disguised as decency that's actually loaded with who cares what you think, this is the way we do things around here, bub, attitudes. But... I'm not angry, mad, or frustrated. In fact, RoboPaul, I'm as happy as a lark. And by the way, a lark, a bird, they're known for singing. So when a person states that they're happy as a lark, it means they're so happy, they may start to sing. La, 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 la. The phrase and variations of this phrase have been dated back to the 1700s. Let me tell you, I'm not upset. After all, it's a newer, softer, kinder, gentler David Spoon. That's what you got going on right here, folks. A newer, softer, kinder, gentler David Spoon. Are you buying that at all?
Not for the most part, no.
Because I was gonna sell you a bridge I have that I purchased in New York. I got a bridge I want to sell you. That's not going to work?
No.
All right. So to show that I have good attitude about most things that I'm not really going to discuss right now, I think what I'll do is I'll tell you a joke. How about this? How about a good old-fashioned joke that one of my favorite jokes? Can we do one of my favorite jokes? You don't mind, do you? How about this? Okay. If you don't remember this, I've got to do it quick because I only have 2 minutes. Right? Here it goes, right? There's a lady. She's sitting on the bus. She's sitting next to a guy. She goes to the guy. She taps the guy on the shoulder. She goes, excuse me, sir. Are you Jewish? And he goes, thank you for asking. No, I'm not Jewish. She goes, okay. She waits about 3-4 seconds. She taps him again. She goes, sir. She goes, are you Jewish? He goes, no, ma'am. I already answered that question. I'm not Jewish. She goes, okay. They drive a little further. She taps him again. She goes, sir, are you Jewish? He goes, no, I'm not Jewish. Thank you for asking me. But the answer is no. Okay, great. A couple minutes later, she taps again. She goes, sir, are you Jewish? He goes, no, I'm not. She goes, okay, thanks. She taps him again. She goes, sir, are you Jewish? He goes, fine. I'm Jewish. Does that make you mad? I'm Jewish. Does that make you happy? Lady goes, funny, you don't look Jewish. Ba-da-ba. Okay, folks. That's all we do all day long. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you're offended, don't come back. When we come back, we got so much fun. It's like Funville, USA.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com. If you're a fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd.
Sisters, there were never such devoted.
The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at SanDiegoMusicalTheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a backpack.
ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Volkswagen Service Express. Fast in and out regular maintenance for your VW. No appointment needed. Dedicated service lanes and expert techs. Quick in and out. Find Volkswagen Service Express at your local Volkswagen dealers.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Brian Holland and Zero Res. Now, here's the deal with Zero Res. You know, we go through this read and we talk about this all the time. Folks, really, look it. I'll make it simple. Ready? I use Zero Res as my carpet cleaner. Why? Because they're great. Oh, that's a good one. Right. I can say scientifically proven empowered water leaves your carpet soft smelling, dries quickly, safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. Yeah, we use them. Okay. They're so good. We use them. 858-486-4100. Now you might be saying, so what if you use them, Dave? Maybe you like horrible carpets. Yeah, that's how I do it. 858-486-4100. You can go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Oh, that's a thought. ZeroResSanDiego.com. The deal is $99 for two rooms, and if you give a can of food to the local food bank, then they will do an additional 10 feet, and yes, it's on the honor system. They'll do an additional 10 feet of hallway, which is kind of nice. You also get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. Totally cool on that part. 858-486-4100. If you want carpets that are cleaned, you want a great deal, and you're not looking for a wet and jet company, then you want to use Zero Res.
What about a jet and wet company?
Because then they'd leave first and then spray your house with water second.
Good point.
I don't know how that works. They had another term, but I can't remember it. But the wet and jet, that's the one I never forgot. So the guys tell me about the carpet, how they're doing the chemicals and so on and so forth. And then he brings up that line. He goes, wet and jet. I wrote that down. It's like, that's a great line. I like that line. All right. So that's for them. So now I've got so much to tell you about, but I did want to start some of our little good holiday attitude thing going on. Because over the weekend, we did a very complex weekend, but got most of all the things that we had to get done for the holiday shopping, which essentially means the wife took care of everything.
I still have a lot to do.
Yeah. Here's the deal on that. The reason that I don't do a lot of shopping, did I ever tell you why I don't do shopping?
No, I just thought you hated it.
That's it. You got it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I just can't stand it. People are like, oh, you don't like shopping? No. In fact, this is how much I dislike shopping, just so you can know. I don't like, you know, if you get a new car, I don't like car shopping. It's not that I'm against cars. I'm not against anything. I don't like it. I don't like the, oh, go pick this one. Don't pick this one. Pick this one. And it's probably because I'm a challenged cranial individual. See, I can't even say it right. When I'm in a multitude of valley of decisions, or the decision of valley of multitudes.
That's a long sentence, David.
You know, it's like, I don't get it. It's like, it sits there and it's like, I don't know. Does it run?
I'm actually like your wife. I enjoy shopping.
Yeah, she likes to shop. Then she does online. She does like window shopping. She does a lot of that. She does a lot of window shopping because we're broke. That's the key there.
You just wanted to have a lot of windows in your house.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I thought about investing in a window company at one point because I thought that might be a good idea. But no. So anyway, getting into the spirit of the season, so to speak, and that's by spirit, I don't mean actual spirit, folks. There's this study that comes out, and Professor X gave me the top cover of it, but didn't give me the whole thing, so I did a little digging. It turns out that for the last 30 years, they've been evaluating the prices of the 12 Days of Christmas. They took the song, the 12 Days of Christmas, and they've been evaluating what the price structure is. And they started this in 1984. And so I've got the price structure for the 12 Days of Christmas for 1984 and also for 2013. What do you think? That's kind of an interesting thing.
I think we should do it.
All right, so here they got. They got 12 drummers drumming. What they're saying is in 1984, that had cost about $835. Now that's about $2,900. 12 drummers drumming. Apparently, they're drumming for some kind of White House event. 11 pipers piping. Apparently, that in 1984 was more expensive. That's $1,500.
Hopefully, that's not drug-related.
No. Well, unless you're in Denver. Then I can't help you. Now, 12 pipers piping, which could be, it could be plumbers. I mean, all you got to remember is payday is on Friday. Here's the key on that one. 2013, 12 pipers piping, $1,500 in 1984. Now, $7,500. Apparently, piping is a very lucrative business. 10 lords a-leaping. Now, they're not talking about lords. They're just talking about other thingies, like important people. Back in the day, that was $1,679. How do they get that accurate? How do they know that? That's 30 years ago. Today, it's $5,243. Wow. 9 ladies dancing. Yeah, you know there's a joke here, right?
There has to be.
9 ladies dancing. Takes a lot of ones. I don't know what that. What are you asking me for? 1984 is $1,500. Now $7,500. Apparently, they've never been to New York.
All in ones.
8 maids of milking. You know, if you really think about these songs, there's something vastly wrong with them.
A lot wrong.
8 maids of milking? What does that mean? You know what? I don't even want to know. Back in the day, it was $26. In 1984. Now they say it's $558. I would give them $1,000 if they can prove that 8 maids of milking is $500 now. How do you prove that? I don't believe it. 7 swans a swimming. That takes a good camera. What? That's all that takes. Oh, so here's what they say. $7,000. Now they're saying in 2013, $7,000. They're making that up. There's no truth to that. 6 geese a-laying. It should be 6 geese a-laying. Toss them on the 805 and see who nails them first.
Tastes like chicken.
Actually, guess what? There's no numbers on that. You know what? I don't care about geese a-laying. 5 golden rings. Now, I don't know how they're getting this. 5 golden rings, 1984, $325. 2013, $750. Apparently, they never bought a golden ring at a shop in the mall.
As a sci-fi fan, all I have to say is one ring to rule them all.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Hobbit. Don't you make a hobbit of this, okay? All right.
David, please stop falling short.
You know, I think you're due for a quest. 4 calling birds. Now, these are birds that pick up the phone and dial and say, hey, what's happening? No, they're not? Okay. Anyway, 1984, $280. Now $600. I don't know. 3 French hens. What do you go to France and you go, show me your papers. Prove it.
Give me your papers.
I want to see your birth certificate right now. Because, you know, if you do it to a French hen, you know what they'll say? I will not show you my papers if you'll not happen. It's like, okay. All right.
Can we come up and have a look? Of course not. You are English type, sir. Well, what are you then? I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king? What are you doing in England? Mind your own business.
There you go. That's the French hens, right? 2 turtle doves. Now, come on, right? Don't they shoot the clay? Oh, those are pigeons. Never mind. 2 turtle doves, 1984, $47. Now, $125. That's a good price difference. And here's the final one, just so everybody knows. A partridge in a pear tree. In 1984, $32. In 2013, $199.99 at sale at Walmart on Black Friday. You know, nothing but pertinent information on this show ever.
I don't know how you can get through your day without information like this.
This is info. All right, so here's a couple things we're going to do. I'm going to talk up a little bit of history, and then we're going to come back, and we're actually going to do something called a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. For those of you that are not of kin of faith or whatever, you have 2 choices. You can change the channel or listen. I advise you to listen, but it's up to you. Let's do a little history before we check out. 1817 on this date, Mississippi became the 20th state in the United States. You can still spell it. with one eye. Do you know how to spell Mississippi with one eye? You close one eye. Okay. 1901, the first Nobel Prize was awarded in Stockholm, Sweden. Congratulations. 1964, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. received that Nobel Prize 63 years after it was created. And most importantly, for those who do not understand, most importantly, on this day in 1955, do you know what appeared? Guess what appeared? This is going to throw you for a loop. It's a cartoon. 1955, a little older than most people who are listening. Well,
I'm
not
probably
people.
Wrong, but I'm going to take a wild guess here. I'm going to guess the Popeye the Sailor Man.
No, but that's an excellent guess. It was really an excellent guess. This is the first cartoon that was started and finished completely, and the only cartoon, by the way, in opera. In opera. You know which cartoon it is? I'm just trying to help. This is thinking it through. I will give you a hint. Here I come to save the day.
Well, it's either from one of the Jim Carrey's latest movies, which wouldn't be 1955, or Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, I go with Mighty Mouse. Did you remember that cartoon? Mighty Mouse, save me. He shall never save you. Yes, I'll save that whole thing. That's right, folks. That's right. That's what growing up with television really did to all of us. Okay, we're going to take a short break, come back, and do a DDD because it's time. Besides, I probably offended enough people by now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around.
Right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, devotional diamond of the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the seat or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Today's forecast calls for showers and tubs and cooktops, ranges, refrigerators, and more. Announcing the grand opening of Perch Westfield UTC in December. Visit them at theperch.com. That's theperch.com, theperch.com.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one, but no one else has it. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays. Leave that tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis, a knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Well, it looks really nice, but it's really cold. Okay. It
was today's weather, from my point of view, partly building.
Well, it's still the same building from your point. I mean, the view's not going to change until they put up this other building. Then you're never going to see anything. The traffic, by the way, for those that are involved in traffic worlds and so on and so forth, not bad. Not bad, but it's 236, right? It's 230. How bad can it be?
Dave, can you give us a quick blue car count?
Hold on. Blue. Nope, that's marine. Nope. That's turquoise. Probably shouldn't be on the road, or at least shouldn't be allowed to be on the road. That is not blue. I'm going zero blue from this.
That's looking good.
Okay, that's looking pretty clear right there. Let me tell you, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
A couple things to tell you, and I will tell you this. I think tomorrow at 2:30, I'm positive. Tommy Hawthorne's going to be on the show, and you guys don't know who Tommy is, but Tommy's the director. You don't know him yet. He's the director of Genesis Recovery, a 12-step recovery group attached to the Rock Church, very, very committed to helping people find a restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual abuse. And they're very committed to helping people who are enslaved to drugs and alcohol. If you know somebody that's really hurting, I'm not talking about somebody that, you got to say, hey, calm down. It's somebody who's really enslaved. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, I'm going to be talking about sin in this segment, so you might as well just kind of pony up and deal with it. You want to call Genesis Recovery, 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Also, GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. And they're looking for three components. They're looking for people who want to get involved in the ministry and want to connect to them that way. They're looking for people who financially want to get connected to them in some way, because they've got a wonderful facility and they need to keep it going. Or they're also wanting you to be either aware that it's available for you, or aware that it's available for somebody you may know. And truth be told, I don't know for what reason why, but Christians have a hard time going, yeah, man, I need help. If you need help, say it. You need help. What's wrong with that? I mean, that's part of it. In fact, if nobody needed help, there would be no sin and Jesus would not have come. Oh, well, see, that just ruins everybody's theory, doesn't it? 619-797-7319. Go to also GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Like I said, Tommy Hawthorne's going to be on tomorrow. Also with Tommy's going to be Frank St. John, who's a resident there. So we're going to talk to them. That's going to be a pretty interesting gathering there. Let's talk about the Facebook post, being connected to that, by the way. Let's talk about the Facebook post for today. Let's do a little R&B music.
Thank you. used a little more cowbell.
All right, there we go. Today's Facebook post. You didn't get a chance to read today's Facebook post. I know you guys
not
were busy.
Morning.
No, no.
Actually, I normally do.
And let me say, and I'll say this on the air just in case people don't know it. The other day, our very own Mark Larson on KCBQ was on, it was Gretchen's show. Is that her name? Is that how you say her name? I think that's her.
Gretchen Carlson.
That's it. Gretchen Carlson. Mark did a great job. He was really, really good. And then they had some guy on with Mark. I don't know who that guy was, but eh. I would, if I was that PR person for that guy, I would have went, yeah, let's move to smaller venues. But Mark did a great job, great representation, great presentation of what he was talking about. Looked great, looked confident. It was really good. Well done. So a big, big hats off to him. Let's talk about the Facebook post today, though. I want to make sure everybody knows what we're talking about, because how many subjects do we shy away from?
Not many.
I mean, we've talked about sexual satisfaction in the realm of people going through that. All is there anything we haven't talked about? Let's see. We've talked about homosexuality, divorce, drug use,
gardening.
Sex. We talked about gardening. I don't think we've actually done that. Okay, you start by putting a seed in the ground. Okay, so now we've talked about gardening. Got that done. Well, today we're talking about sin. Now, not the whole 2 hours. Because that might even be sinful by the time I'm done with it. But here's what we are talking about. The post that came from Romans 6:14. Here's what it says. And by the way, for those that don't know, this stuff's real. Here we go. Romans 6:14 says this. For sin. Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody hears the word sin. They're like, oh. Sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but you are under grace. Now, for the Christian, Romans 6:14, a wonderful passage, also an indicting passage. And you're like, what do you mean indicting? Well, listen to what it says. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. So here was the post. Ready for the post? The post was, because of Jesus, sin is our choice. Ouch. So when you sin, you're not sinning because you have to. Ouch. You're sinning because you choose to. And what people don't understand is what sin is, because they hear the word sin and they think of some guy walking on a street corner and he's got a sandwich board on the front and the back, repent for the end of the world is near, and he's not wearing anything but underpants or something. It's like, what? Look it, folks, it's easy. The word sin is hamartia in the Greek, and hamartia is to throw a spear or a javelin at a target. You throw it at the target, right? As you throw it at the target, the javelin or the spear misses the target and falls to the side or goes over or goes under. It doesn't matter. The whole point is it misses the target. Sin is missing the mark. You're throwing it and you're missing it. You're not hitting it. And whenever you sin, you're doing anything that's contrary to the Lord. So just think about your life. And before you go, oh, I don't have any sin. And just think about your life and think, what in your life would you do different if Jesus was walking with you for 24 straight hours right next to you? And recognizing, of course, that he knows what you're thinking. So what would you do different? And you know all that list you're creating right now in your head through that Microsoft Word document that's in your brain? Well, all those things on that list, there you go. I don't have to tell you. You know. God's best preacher in the world is between your ears. It's called your conscience. And it's telling you, no, 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 no. Now, some people, it's true, have seared their conscience so that there's no response. But that's not the point. The point is this, that sin does not have to dominate you. You choose to let it dominate you. It's your choice. It's my choice if you're a Christian. Because as a Christian, you're not under law but under grace. Let me do this real quickly. I need 4 minutes before we exit, okay? Just to let you know. I want to do this DDD that goes along with it. This is in Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. I'm going to read it and give you the four quick points. I want you to listen real carefully. The sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban, for Achan, the son of Carmi, took some things under the ban. Therefore, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Joshua sent men to Jericho from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth-Aven, east of Bethel. He said, go and spy out the land. They came back and said, don't let all the people go up. About 2,000 or 3,000 men go up, and well, that'll take care of it. So about 3,000 men went up there, but they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men and pursued them from the gate as far as the cherubim and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Israel had just come off a huge victory over Jericho. The walls came tumbling down. Remember the song. And the walls fell flat. By the way, biblical archaeology shows the walls imploded. That doesn't show that in almost any other city ever. But so the walls imploded. And here's the bottom line. The bottom line is they did great. They go up against Ai. It turns out that there's sin in the camp. They go up to this little itty-bitty town in their city in Ai, and they get beat up. So let me tell you this that you need to know. This is a very important point. One, active. Now listen to me. If you're a Christian, you need to listen. Active and unacknowledged sin does four things. Active and unacknowledged. What's that? That's active sin in your life, sin that you're not acknowledging, even though there's this part of you that's going, that's not good. Active and an unacknowledged sin does four things. It reduces our power. Because of the sin, the men of Israel had to run from the men of Ai. Number two, it eliminates our courage. Their hearts, the hearts of the people melted and became like water because there was sin in the camp. When you stop operating in confidence and start operating in this fearfulness, there's likely sin in the camp. You just be honest. Don't be dishonest. Number three, it strips our confidence. You don't think you can go forward the way you've gone forward, or you're reserved now. Only you know why. That means there's secret sin lurking. Come on, it's just acknowledge it. And you know what else sin does that's the worst of all things? Besides being an affront to Christ, you know what it does? It quenches the Holy Spirit. Your sin and my sin quenches the flow of God in our lives. And when that happens, we're operating at a deficit. Here's the irony. In Christ, sin has no dominion over us. We're not under the law, we're under grace. But if we allow sin to take position and control, then what the result is a reduction of power, courage, and confidence, and a quenching of the Holy Spirit. Do you think for no reason at all that Jesus said, Satan has nothing in me? Oh, what do you mean in me? You mean any opening? Is there any opening in our lives for Satan to exploit and take advantage of us? Because if there is, and we allow it, then sin's going to have a very negative effect on our lives. It'll reduce our power, eliminate our courage, strip our confidence, quench the Holy Spirit, not to mention insulting to our Lord. Not even to mention that. I'm just talking about the practical, immediate. If you've got sin in your life and you know it's out of control and you're not reigning over it, you're not walking in dominion over it, you need to tell the Lord, acknowledge it. Don't deny it, acknowledge it, and ask him to help. Because in Jesus, you are in control. But not if you don't use the in Jesus part. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Wow, he talked about sin. It's nothing like those preachers in Texas. Oh, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And, of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monta Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Shane and Phil, hey, Christmas tour. Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. Kids at 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
The Crossroads of the West Gun Show is back this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammo, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
If they don't have it here, they don't have it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Sales are conducted in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws.
Avoid the lines. Buy tickets at crossroadsgunshows.com.
Hi, Terry Frost here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half price, the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. It's not too early to plan for your child's school choice this fall. Visit KPRZ.com, click on the half price tuitions banner to see the participating Christian schools. Then get ready to secure a school for your child.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend, Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. Because we've been saying 40 different classifications. It turns out star charting is one of those classifications. He's not done licensed and bonded in star charting. So we got to pull that one back. Testimonials from people just like you and I, whether you need residential or commercial help, that doesn't matter. Excalibur Roofing approaches each customer individually and offers the best possible roof in every situation. Let me just say this. You know what that really means? No cookie cutter stuff. None of that. New roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to the website at excaliberroofing.com. Keep in mind, all their estimates are free. That's a pretty good way to start the process. You go, if you want to, like, check it out and get a feel for it. You go to ExcaliberRoofing.com. No matter what happens, if you got any questions, a lot of rain coming. Okay. And not a lot of rain. It's the end of the world. I didn't say that. I said there's a lot of rain coming. You got a roof, you got a problem, you got an answer. 760-743-8803, Excalibur Roofing. And, oh, by the way, one of the reasons that I like Eric and Excalibur Roofing, they understand the radio concept of being in all the way, which is why I think the Lord's blessing them in response to it all. It's really important to understand that when you get involved in radio, when you get involved in sponsorships or anything like that, you're in all the way. You build this loyalty with the audience and you build this connection. Nobody's fooling anybody. That's exactly what we're doing. We're promoting businesses that are promoting the ministry. I mean, there's no question about that. but we're doing it in a way that's honest, straightforward, and businesslike. I don't know about professional. I would pull that professional word back off. Okay. Got a special guest coming at 3 o'clock. Not going to tell you who it is because that's part of the fun. But I will tell you this. For those that are having a real hard time, because for whatever reason you really think that the word Santa is Satan rearranged. Really? Is that what you do all afternoon? Oh, so look, Santa, rearrange the letters. Really? Okay, we're not going to, you want to rearrange the letters for God? I mean, it's like, come on, that's so dumb. Anyway, here's the deal. This is going to bother the wife. I'm about to destroy my wife's happy one day off thing. Ready? Greenpeace is warning children the world over that Santa Claus might not bring gifts to them because of global warming. I know, folks, come on. So here's the problem for the wife. Ready? A Save the Arctic video released by the environmental group We Don't Know What We're Doing and How, sponsored by Jim Carter, of Downton Abbey. Sorry, babe, that's no longer allowed in the house. Talks about Santa. He's in a dark concrete room with water dripping from the ceiling. Apparently, somebody forgot to tell these guys that 40% of the ice caps have reemerged. It's like, hey, get in a plane, drive over the caps, and look, they're bigger. Santa is probably going, can somebody cut up this ice so I can get through this?
Obviously, they've never seen the movies with Tim Allen as Santa Claus. It is not made of ice. It is made of gingerbread. We all know that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. The whole thing's kind of weird. Not only that, but let's go on top of this. Santa, in this interview, or this video, claims that he's contacted the world's leaders. Okay, here's the funniest part. He contacted President Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin. He's asking the Ruskies about Christmas. It's the best, man. Come on now. Good Christmas, people. Come on now. You know, they just dismantled the media in Russia. But, you know, you send a letter to that guy. That's good. Anyway, the whole point is that whatever they're sitting there thinking, whatever planet these guys are on, they're wrong because the ice caps have actually increased in mass. No question about it. So the polar caps are not melting. Do you know what a lie is? It's if you believe that what they're telling you is true, then you believe a lie.
At least Santa's safe.
Yeah, well. You know what he needs? A Noah boat. That's what he needs.
I'll get right on that.
Okay. You know, where's that gibberish one? We'll go out with that. Where's our gibberish?
It's like, what kind of call is that? Try and run. You know?
What can you do? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I got my galoshes on just in case, folks. When we come back, we have a special guest. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.